This week, the State Transportation Department unveiled a preferred alternative for about a 4-mile rebuild of I-94 east and west of the Miller Park Baseball Stadium. The department dropped plans to double-deck part of the freeway, but instead is proposing to widen the road from 3 lanes each way to 4. A coalition of groups looking at transportation options says it agrees with the state that safety improvements are needed along 94. But 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin Executive Director Steve Hinneker says his group has found that during peak congestion, no fatal crashes, and only a small percentage of other accidents causing injuries occurred. So, he says, additional lanes are not needed.
We should look at what DOT staff said in their safety report, which is that you could address all of the safety problems equally well by making spot improvements on the existing highway rather than adding lanes. Now, if you do add lanes, what you're going to do is exacerbate the situation where you have serious problems off-peak hours because you'll be able to go faster, and we know that speed kills.
Especially, Hinneker says, if the driver has been drinking alcohol. Hinneker says about $400 million can be sliced off the price of the I-94 rebuild if no lanes are added. Another 1,000 Friends staffer, Ash Anandan Arayanan, says the so-called spot improvements could include changes like getting rid of some left-lane exits in the stadium interchange.
There's a problem of left-hand interchanges and there's left-hand exits and right-hand exits, and there's a lot of merging and weaving that happens on the corridor. So what the spot improvements could do was to be close down some of those left-hand exits and make them all, you know, in line with driver expectancy, which are right-hand exits.
The spot improvements would still cost nearly $400 million. 1,000 Friends says it asked the DOT for more of its crash data, but did not get substantial cooperation. So the group used data from the University of Wisconsin. The DOT says it stands by the department's information developed to this point and fully supports the decision to move forward with widening I-94 east-west from 6 to 8 lanes. The DOT is now working on a final environmental impact statement for the project. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.